The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, afternoon.
Evening.
Okay, evening, yes.
You know, today's show is about getting out of a rut, how to get out of a rut. And we're going to tell you how to get out of a rut, too. But
we want to start with an apology.
We were listening last night to a few of our radio shows because we've got an appointment with a publisher tomorrow, and they're interested in one of our books. And so we were listening which radio show we would give them to listen to.
Just something that gives a full, broad approach. So we listen to lots of different topics.
Right. And what we realized were we are obnoxiously up.
We're
really upbeat. We don't realize we're upbeat. We think we're normal.
You know, and
we are normal for us.
Interesting is the level of passion that we seem to go about this show is normal. It's not hyped up. It's just the way we operate. So as we were listening to it over and over again, we thought, my goodness, these are upbeat people. And so we apologize.
For those of you who don't like upbeat people, we may not be the people for you.
So if you're in a rut and you're looking to get out of a rut,
we are the people for you. But if you're in a rut and want to stay in your rut,
turn off your radio
now. Or close your computer down.
Whatever.
Right.
Forget that iPod. MP3 player, that's the politically correct. So here we are. Today's show is Being Here. Getting out of a rut is the theme. And we are going to start with our basic
ideas. You see, the thing is this. For those of you who haven't heard our show before, listen as though you have, and for those of you who haven't, listen as though, those of you who have, listen as though you haven't. In other words, see if you can really listen to what we're saying like it's new information.
But also engage like you're an expert at your life.
And the other thing is, the second principle of instantaneous transformation is that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. In other words, you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment of now, and multitasking doesn't work. You only do one thing, one aspect of a task at a time. If you're listening to this show, we suggest that you actually listen to this show, not listen while you do the other things in your life. Because that's how you've been living your life, and that's what keeps the problems fixed in our lives, is our not being where we are, so we create. I have this image, this picture. Ariel and I were at Cape Cod last year, and we were out in our boat, and we saw a friend of ours who's a fishing captain and guide there, and he was in his boat with a few clients. And we made this rather large circle at high speed.
So we could come back around and talk to him because we were so excited to see him after not having seen him for a whole season.
And this wake that we threw behind our boat created like a tornado. and it made a big round circle around his boat.
So
and
he had his own personal tsunami.
Right. All of a sudden, this huge wave hit his boat from all directions at once, and we did that.
And luckily, he was skillful enough to just pull his boat forward and get out of the middle of that.
However, if you go through your life unawarely, as we were in that moment, you create wakes. You create consequences. And we're suggesting that there's a possibility that you can live your life consequence-free if you're actually there for it. But most of us are so busy trying to get somewhere that we're doing two or three things at once, and we miss being here. And when you're here, you aren't in a rut. You don't create the rut.
Again, our approach is anthropological. It's about seeing how you go about your life without judging what you see. It's not about where it came from or why or the ins and outs. It's more about a non-judgmental observership of how you go about your life. And that's the third principle, by the way. Anything you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
Now, the first principle is anything you resist, don't like, wish to be different, stays the same. So if there's any aspect of your life that you've been trying to change, complaining about, resisting, putting up with, like that, well, then that's going to stick around.
And by the way, that's the genesis of a rut. If you are in a rut, there is absolutely something that you are resisting or something that you're not being honest with yourself about. Because when you see something truthfully and really tell yourself the truth, even if that truth is inconvenient, the rut dissolves in an
instantaneously.
A rut is a mind loop. It's a thought that keeps repeating itself and embellishing upon itself. I love that. Shia wrote that up on our note board today.
And flip chart.
And I really see that, Shia. You're right. It is something that not only keeps repeating, it does embellish. It improves.
And then you resist it, which mm-hmm. keeps it more in place. The first principle is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. If you resist being in a rut, you stay in a rut. Now, that's an interesting, what would you call that, conundrum? How do you get out of a rut where if you're resisting being in a rut?
Well, one thing is
you can't.
Ah.
The trick is to see that you're in a rut without judging yourself for being there, not worry about how you got there, just notice you're there. That's enough for it to complete itself in that instant, this moment of now.
You also might want to get interested in what you're listening to. Because if you're in a rut, you are definitely listening to complaints in the privacy of your thoughts or from your coworkers, for instance, and you're believing those complaints and you're believing them to be you. So, for example, not too long ago we were speaking to somebody about how work was, and they're like, oh, yeah, same old, same old. Same old, same old was obviously a
complaint.
Complaint. I bet you President Obama doesn't sit up there and go, oh, yeah, same old, same old. That there's an active engagement in looking at the difficulties and complexities and challenges that are presented to him in his job. And I know that same old is where you're not actually looking at what needs to be done. You're not actively engaging like it's your idea. You're being a victim of the circumstances of your life. You're being a victim that you have to work. We were in Walmart the other day buying some supplies. And there are lots of people in there, different ages as employees. You have elderly workers and you have teenage workers and everything in between. And it's really interesting how, depending on which line you go through, you will have the worker who is there to serve. And then you'll have the worker who's throwing things in the bag and complaining that they have to work. And I know that the ones who are in a, quote, rut are the ones who are a victim of their life and their life circumstances, while right in the aisle next to them, somebody may be having a totally different experience.
You know, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're complaining about one aspect of your life, you're going to bring complaints into all aspects of your life. The trick is to become aware that you do it and don't make yourself wrong for it. See, true listening is listening to hear what's being said from the point of view of the viewer or the speaker. True listening is listening to hear what's being said by the speaker, not your interpretation or your agreement or disagreement or whether or not you already know it. True listening brings you into the current moment of your life. Baseball season. You know, when a baseball player catches a ball, they have to have nothing in their mitt. Otherwise, they won't be able to close the mitt around the ball. It's the same with listening. If you have a full mind, busy with other things, you cannot possibly hear what's being said.
You know, that goes back to your earlier topic, Shia, of multitasking. Because recently we were watching a baseball game, or actually we were listening to it, and there was a shortstop on the opposing team of the Yankees, because Yankees are our team. And
We own them.
We own them.
Yes.
Yes,
we bought them.
And it was interesting that
it was cheap on eBay.
Funny. This shortstop on the opposing team started thinking about making the throw to first base before he had the ball in his mitt. So he was like multitasking. He wasn't there to complete what he was on to the next thing, and he totally made an error, which was really good for our team, but not so hot for his team. So that's another part of it, where you're off running into the future, what you're going to do with the information you're getting in this moment. So our suggestion is don't do anything with the information that you've gotten so far. Just be here. We're going to be coming back shortly after the break. We have a caller on the line. We'll take the questions right when we get back. So come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
What kind of changes are you contemplating in your life? Is now the right time to make those changes? Should you wait? Find out the answers and more on AstrologyMatch.com, the radio show featuring intuitive astrologer Pam Futrell. Pam not only has years of certification and training, her advice comes from personal experience. You'll learn about love, money, health, and more. It's an experience you won't want to miss. AstrologyMatch.com with Pam Futrell. Listen for it every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific on 7th Wave Network.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Collectively.
The King.
And we finish each other's sentences.
If you haven't noticed.
Yes. Shall we go to our caller?
Why not?
We have Keith on hold. You there with us, Keith?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Excellent.
How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, pretty good. Things are moving along here in Montclair, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Montclair it is.
Yes, it is. So, my question
to you, Keith.
I guess the topic was getting your mojo back. I found myself that the weather definitely has an effect on my attitude, whatever. That's probably one of the reasons I go to Florida for most of the winter. But so what strategy do you guys use to, you know, keep yourself up and going and strong and whatever? Like, you know, you get like 3, 4, or 5 days of miserable gray weather, rain. To me, it absolutely affects my attitude. So
can I stop you for a second here? Because what you said is really good. See, I don't judge the weather.
Okay.
Miserable,
that's the first
gray,
thing.
Rainy.
So miserable, gray, rainy, that doesn't, it isn't in my, I'm not thinking about the weather as a determining factor of anything. In fact, I heard it was going to be raining and gray for the next few days, and I said, good, so we can spend some time writing.
Okay.
You know, and when the sun is out, okay, I'll spend a little time in the garden. But it isn't like I have an opinion about the weather that determines how I feel about my life. See, the circumstances do not produce a sense of well-being or down in your life. I got to tell you, Keith, if there's a low pressure comes through sometimes, I want to sleep.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that it has an effect on my system, but it's so minimal that because I'm not entertaining and I'm wanting it to be different than it is.
Well, speaking to you drew my attention outside the windows of our office, which is where we are speaking from, broadcasting, you know, via our station through. And I have multiple windows, high and low, and it is foggy and gray, and it's magnificent. And when it pelts down rain, I love to see if it's going sideways or straight down. Or there's what you are holding as reality is something that has been culturally impressed upon you that you believe to be true. Now, maybe having grown up in Oregon, where people don't tan because they rust, had me very used to rain. But, and of course, when it's cold and there's nothing on the trees for months on end, visually, it has an impact. But I don't believe that's what you're talking about.
See, I think your complaint about it, if we were to tease it out, Keith, would be everywhere in your life with anything that doesn't fit your idea of how things ought to be.
Okay. Yeah, but like things like that, like the weather, whatever, you can change your circumstance and, you know, and go to a place where it would be more conducive to your liking.
And yes, but I guarantee you, I've seen bumper stickers in Maui that I'm going
to
clean up for...
You don't have to clean it up because it's... it's, you know.
I don't? I could actually say it.
Yes.
Another shitty day in paradise. Bumper stickers in Maui. Now, it's paradise, but people bring the way they relate to their lives to the circumstances, to the location. So you can travel anywhere you want in the world. If you're miserable, you'll bring your misery with you.
Okay, I definitely don't disagree with that.
Yeah, we're not at all adverse to saying, hey, you know what? Feel free to go to Florida, get in the sun, but it's not about that. We're not about thinking that we need to escape where we are in order to have a better life.
See, here's the thing, Keith. Your life is showing up in this moment of now. Now, now, now. And you show up where you are. Life is like coming on to you. It's like a creation that happens in this current moment. It's like being a creation happening right now. And it includes everything, like where you are and how you feel and what you think and where you grew up and what you did as a child, all of that, your history, your body sensations, your posture, your thoughts, all of it's happening in this instant. That's the way life shows up. The location does not determine the quality of your life.
So, Keith, we've known you peripherally for a number of years, and I'm struck by a couple of things. Like, I know how, I just see you as an incredible man, but I feel like your reasonableness nibbles around the edges of your taking a passionate bite out of your life. I've seen your passionate nature in how you approach things. I know that you have this huge heart, you're a smart guy, you got integrity, you're an incredible business owner and craftsman and all that stuff. But when you're talking, I'm struck by the reasonable nature in how your mind is constructed, that you would actually think that you're in a rut or you've lost your mojo because of the weather. And for you, that's really real. Somewhere I think you aren't really looking at your heartfelt desires and stepping into them, even if they're unreasonable.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely relate. You know, in other words, if everything in life is going good, which most of the time it absolutely does, and I know I'm very grateful for all I've been blessed with, but I still don't deny the fact that, you know, when we get dated, and I get your whole thing about don't judge what it is, and I get that. Easier said for me than done, you know, when it's rainy and miserable and I'm out running around doing what I gotta do.
It isn't rainy and miserable, that's the thing. It's rainy. It's not miserable. You add the miserable.
Well, I guess
see, when it's raining, it's raining.
True.
The miserable part of rainy comes from the values that you were programmed with or inculcated in you were given growing up in the culture you grew up in. There's nothing innately miserable about rain. In fact, without it, the planet wouldn't work.
I totally see your point. Absolutely.
You need to be kind to yourself, Keith. Because I'll tell you, you pick on you. You have to be picking on you if you're finding fault with the weather.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would definitely agree to the fact that, you know, I think we are our own biggest critic, you know.
No, not we. You.
Right. I am my own biggest critic.
You are my friend. And I mean it when I say my friend. You know, like, the reality is this, Keith. You're a really, really sweet man. The only person who doesn't realize it is you.
Well, not all the time, but yeah, there are times when, yeah.
You proved my point.
All right, well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you on the next Monday night.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent. We look forward to seeing you, too.
Yeah. I think, take a look. Between now and Monday, what Keith's talking about is we do a Monday Night Alive in New York City, and sounds like he's coming to the one this Monday coming up. Between now and Monday, Keith, start to just bring attention to, without judging what you see, how you justify your actions or lack of actions, meaning that you attach reasons to things. And just pay attention if you start having impulses of things that you want to do or places you want to go or people you want to pick up the phone and talk to, and see if you actually follow those impulses or if you...
Or if you give yourself good reasons why you shouldn't.
Deal?
Sure.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent. I'm excited to see what you discover.
Me too.
Hey, thanks for calling today. Really.
Really. Thank you, Keith. Yep. Thanks
you
for your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well.
Excellent. You know, we were looking, Shai and I, at different aspects of what gets people into a rut or gets people out of a rut. And one of these things is complaints, we talked about, reasonable nature. There's also something about whether or not you're being honest with yourself. You will absolutely get into a rut if there's something that you're not being straight with yourself about. And we were also talking to a number of people as we were getting ready for this show. And one of the other things that we discovered that is a rut producer is...
needing to be cool.
Like if you're out there comparing yourself to other people, and then you're trying to be cooler or better or more in.
Right. If you hold other people as less or more, then you're basically saying God made a mistake with you.
You're not
or
enough.
Them. Mm-hmm. You're not enough. They're not enough. This isn't enough. See, Keith was great. He was saying that the weather should be different than it is for him to be happy. It doesn't work that way in life. You know, the reality is circumstances are not necessarily going to produce well-being or satisfaction in your life. The circumstances show up the way they do. What produces well-being, what produces satisfaction is you being authentically you. And in there somewhere, you do have a truth. See, and it's your truth. It isn't a truth that was given to you by other people. It's your truth.
So, that being said, we'll come back, talk more. We have another caller on the line. We're going, and you're welcome to call in, too. We'll be back shortly. So, come on back with us.
And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Get ready for increased passion, clarity, creativity, and growth in your life. Are you ready for the nurturing support of your angels and guides, from the divine, from the higher wisdom of the universe? Join Ann Deirdre Smith each week for Hear from Your Angels. Ann will offer free spot readings on the air. She'll answer questions regarding relationships, soul path, emotional well-being, any question you have. Listen for Hear from Your Angels with Ann Deirdre Smith, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway,
It's easy. You just got to impress her.
Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We have a suggestion for you all if you want transformation made easy. One of the easiest things is when you share it, you start to discover what is yours, what you've discovered for yourself. It's no longer Ariel and Shia's approach, it's your approach, where transformation, living in the moment, excellence becomes a lifestyle. So share this show. Take the link and pass it on to people. Let's grow it. Let's become a network of people who are interested in making a difference on this lovely, lovely planet of ours. Sometimes rainy. You know, also, we have a newsletter, the Excellence Club. If you're not part of our Excellence Club yet, please join us. You can go up to our website, you can click the link for our mailing list or Excellence Club, and get our podcast. Video podcasts are starting within the next couple of weeks.
It's about having an excellent life.
We have an article of the month coming up next week, so you're invited to join us. Also, the Art of Relating is happening in New York City, the 12th of June through the 14th, which is a couple weeks away. You're still welcome to join us if you haven't registered yet. We have people flying in from England. We have people from all over the place, and you are invited. It's going to be an extraordinary event with extraordinary people, and you could be one of them.
Just like you.
Mm-hmm. Also, just thinking ahead, we're doing a course on creativity and intuition coming up in July, July 31st, August 1st and 2nd. So
okay.
Let's take Elka.
Elka.
You there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm upbeat too.
Yeah, good.
You and excited to call in.
Well, we're excited to hear your voice again.
Yeah, that's so great to hear you. I have a question, or I thought about calling in Friday afternoon when I felt a bit dissatisfied after having left work really happy and content, and in the afternoon thoughts came up that I was too generous, I was too kind, and this happens sometimes even during the night, and
I have a question, Elka.
Yeah.
How can you be too generous and too kind?
I don't know.
Who said that to you? Somebody must have said that to you.
Yeah, that's right. I feel that my colleagues or even my assistants say it. They do not say it with words, but they say it perhaps by signs, don't know. Yes, this can be.
Yes, and what do you do for the people out there who don't know who you are?
I'm a gynecologist in a private practice.
Yes, in Hamburg, Germany, yeah?
Yes, in Hamburg, Germany.
Yes, and so, look, you know, this is a world full of people, for the most part, Elke, who are not happy.
Yeah.
when you resist them, you become unhappy in a similar way that they are about their lives, because you're touching them and their reality to push against them, and before you know it, their way of being infuses your life. And for whatever reason, you have a way of being that's true to your heart, so that when you're with the women who are coming to you, that there's a rhythm that you have that is what makes your schedule totally full. There's a rhythm that you have that is true to your heart, that takes care of people.
And
comparatively speaking, somebody else may have a rhythm very, very different from yours that works for them.
But yours works for you. And there's nothing wrong with how you're doing your life.
Yeah, I think that's not only the point. In the afternoon, I thought it cannot be possible. If I'm happy during my work, if I like to be to doing the ultrasound, to show the baby to the couple, and feel really glad, how can these thoughts come back in the afternoon? I think it's not only that I'm criticized or thought that I'm criticized by my colleagues. They weren't there. I was alone during the day, and it was really good. But I think I second guess myself. I'm criticizing myself for.
Well, look, I'll tell you something else then. There's something in your life that isn't going the way you would prefer it.
And what might that be?
That you'll have to look at
yourself. You'll have to look
yourself.
But there's something that's not the way you would prefer it, and you keep on picking on yourself because you think you're doing something wrong, that circumstance, that situation isn't going the way you would prefer.
You know, I was talking about it earlier. How you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're picking on yourself here, then you're... have to be either picking on yourself in other areas of your life routinely, but also picking on yourself here can be a way, a shield, a screensaver, so you don't have to look at those other things in your life that are a little bit more challenging.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. I'm going to tell something very personal about myself. Over this last weekend was a holiday weekend, but over the weekend I found a lump in my breast, and it was a surprise because it's new and it's large. And I had the appointment yesterday to go see the doctor, and the doctor said, "Don't worry, this doesn't feel like anything. We're time for your routine mammogram and all that stuff." So that's fine. But I have to tell you, I had a level of upset about it, which is usual to me. And when I looked at it, truthfully, the upset surrounding the lump in my breast, considering I've had lumps in my breast since I'm 21, this is not something totally new, the upset surrounding it was a diversionary tactic by the survival nature of my mind, because I'm experiencing a challenge with somebody who I've contracted to work for me, and it's easier to get lost in an upset than it is to address this situation with this person. It's upsetting or not, it's far easier for me to go into a familiar rut than it is to
deal with this person. So we're going to deal with this person.
But I think that if you have cyclical conversations where you're beating up on yourself, you may want to look at if there are other places in your life that are triggering you that you don't want to deal with, where the old familiar upsets are actually saving you from something.
Okay.
We have another caller on the line.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Lovely
hearing your voice.
Bye.
And hope to hear you on the international call in a couple of weeks, Elke.
Yes,
so
I do. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Kay from Seattle on.
Yes, hello. I'm Kay, and
hi, Kay.
This is my first time listening to your program and first time calling in. And I hope this is appropriate for this program. I want
please whatever you have will be appropriate.
Okay, thank you. I read your book. I just finished reading your book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
Right.
And I want to share with you, I can't thank you enough for having written that book. And I did send an email to you, but even as I'm speaking, like, my heart is just filling up with so much love for you for writing a book that has literally changed my life. And it worked its magic while I was reading it. And for the first time in my life, I didn't analyze, I didn't overthink, I didn't have to do any of that. I was a different person by the time I finished that book, and the way I could really tell that something so profound had transformed in inside of me. I've been dealing with some serious health issues for about the last 18 months. And the book, I realized how much resistance I've had to accepting the fact that, you know, this is what's going on in my life right now. And also just, you know, dealing with some things, you know, from my past that I've been trying to fix and make right. And I finally got it in kind of the deepest part of my soul that I was just able to let all of that stuff go.
In an instant.
It literally, I don't even think it was an instant.
You had nothing to do with it.
Exactly. I didn't have to analyze it. There was nothing I had to do. And I am so grateful to you. And then
before you move on to the next thing, we have to take a break. Will you stay with us and come back?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, everyone, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Hey kid, over here. inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We're speaking with first-time caller, first-time listener Kay. And Kay,
from Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, I'm very excited about your excitement for what you're discovering in
about your life
after reading our book. And you said you had something else you wanted to say.
Yes, yes, yeah. And again, you know, thank you. And the effects of this transformation are just manifesting in my life in so many ways. And again, it's not something I'm doing or forcing or thinking about. And the one thing I wanted to share with you, because for me this has been so profound, I have a younger sister who I love dearly, but our relationship over the years has always been very, very strained in that I've always found her to be, you know, very judgmental of me, and I've always wanted to talk to her about this, but I didn't have the courage. And yesterday I was on the phone with her, and all of a sudden these words just came into my mouth, and I was telling her about the book, and she said she would definitely get the book and read it, but I knew this was the time I needed to say something to her about this whole thing with judgment. But what came out was so surprising to me. And basically, I asked my sister for her forgiveness for my judging her because she wasn't living up to my expectations.
I
can't tell you how incredible that moment was, because all these years I have been carrying this anger and hurt and thinking, oh, she needs to apologize to me. And here I am asking her for forgiving me for having judged her. And it's like everything just disappeared. That whole history and, you know, set of feelings and all of that, it's gone.
That's so great.
Awesome.
Just really, really great.
Mm. Yes.
So I just, again, I just, what a profound impact your work has had on one individual. I cannot tell you how grateful I am to you.
Thank you so much. And,
really?
If you have,
but let me say something.
And then me too. You
okay.
First.
Okay. You know, that's the thing about transformation. It doesn't work the way you think it should. It works the way it does. Like, you never, ever, ever thought that you would apologize.
Exactly.
But that,
in that moment,
appropriate thing to say. You see, you start living your life directly, you become appropriate to your life. Not it's not that you become contrived or you manipulate to try to get it to turn out the way you want. Your truth shows up, and you see it if you're amenable to that. You got to be willing to see it, and you've got to be willing to follow through on your life. So I take my hat off to you if I was wearing one. that you apologize to your sister, because there are some people who would have had the impulse but wouldn't do it because they were too proud, too right. You know, in the book,
working on yourself doesn't work.
We talk about either being right about your positions in life or being truly alive.
Yes.
And obviously you've chosen to be alive, my dear.
Yes. Yeah, well, thanks to you, to both of you.
Well,
and
thank
again,
you.
There's some magic you put in that book that just does its work.
Well, thank you. And it has to do with you, because I know that there are people who will read our books, not only Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, but How to Create a Magical Relationship and Being Here, Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment. And what they do is they read it still holding on to their position about life rather than reading it anew. And now that you've had transformation, I want to highlight something Kay said for all of you so you can catch it for yourself in yourself. Because now you're an expert, see? What she talked about was, as she got ready, she had the impulse to communicate, and she got ready to say something. What happened was, as it came out her mouth, something different happened, something authentic and real and alive. And that's one of the hallmarks of transformation and of being here, where you're not communicating from your script. The script gets rewritten in the moment to be what's actually there rather than what you think you should say.
It's kind of like when I asked you to marry me.
Yeah. When he asked me to marry him, he got ready to say something else.
And 25 years ago.
What came out of his mouth was, marry me. It was very, very neat. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the gift of your transformation.
And by the way, we got another lovely email from a fellow named Tom in the UK, and his question you just answered, which was about how to communicate with people and how to be more authentic. And you did a great job, so thank you.
Oh, well, I'm forever in your debt.
Well,
we hope we meet you someday.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Well, do you ever do seminars on the West Coast by chance?
We have not for a while, but if we do, again, if you join the Excellence Club, or if you know people in your area, if any of you are listening, if there's a desire to have us and there's enough people, we will go anywhere. So right now we just don't have a lot of people, so we don't target an area, but we are up for going wherever we are needed and wanted.
That sounds great. I'll definitely give some thought to that.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. We have a very quick window, but we know Yubi. Are you on?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Yubi. We have a very short time frame now. Welcome back. I know you were on hold and dropped off, and here you are. What's your question?
Oh, well, my question is that recently, I have been trying to get to tell somebody something very important, but I can't seem to get myself to tell that person. So I was wondering, like, what is it that I can do, like, why I can't tell the person that...
Well, you're afraid that they're going to say no.
Or that they won't like you, or you'll look stupid, or your attention is on yourself.
You're worrying about the outcome. And how you're going to deal with the outcome, so you're not there to say what is true for you.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried because I don't want to mess up things that are already there. Like,
well, there's two things. One, you can not say anything. Or two, you can overcome your fear to say what's true for you.
We have 1 minute left, but I want to tell you, you can start with what you just said. Sometimes people cut off the beginning because they discount it. You can say, look, I've been nervous to say this to you because I don't want to mess up what's already happening that's good between us, if that's what it, whatever that thought process is. But I have this reoccurring thought that I want to tell you. So you can start with your concern rather than keep that to yourself.
Okay, that sounds good.
It makes it far easier.
And
thank you so much for being here.
And thanks for calling in, and thanks for calling back, and thanks for bringing us to the end of our show.
Thank you. Bye. Have
fun. Bye.
You know, we're back next week, and we hope you will be too, and your friends. Invite your friends.
Tell people about the show.
And
share the show.
We look forward to seeing many of you at Monday Night Alive next week.
That's
come on
right.
Back.
And for those of you who can make it to the Art of Relating, June 12th through 14th, we'd love to have you join us.
That's right. Come on back. Don't miss.
Being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.